All right, happy to be joined by Luciana from gymnastics. How's everything going so far this year?
Really, really good. Yeah, we've had a really good season so far.
Should I have started this by saying hola rather than hello?
Yeah, sure. See.
How is it working? Because you are more fluent in Spanish, mm-hmm. right? Just being around English-speaking individuals, because that's something like all of us just take for granted. Everybody knows English around here.
Yeah, I think right now it's a little bit easier, but when I first came to the United States, I think I really had to think about what I was going to say, and it was just a very mental game for me.
How'd you learn it?
I learned English in school at home. I was able to go to a bilingual school, so I started learning English since I was in preschool pretty much.
That's amazing. I mean, again, most people just, you kind of innately learn how to speak, but coming to a new country, mm-hmm. learning a new language, I mean, take us through all of that process and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, so I started gymnastics when I was really, really young. My mom is my coach, so I pretty much had to do gymnastics. I was with her in the gym all the time. And after the Olympics, I went to the Olympics in 2021. So after that, I decided that I didn't want to quit gymnastics, but in Costa Rica, we don't really have college sports the same way that it is here. So I wanted to start school, but I didn't want to end my gymnastics career. So I decided to just start emailing coaches. I decided to start learning about the NCAA, and that's how I came here to Michigan. Very, very far away, very cold, but yeah.
Yeah, I've never been to Costa Rica, but I know how much warmer it is down there. Like, what was that experience like for the first time, just coming up here and just seeing what is Michigan and the United States in general?
Yes, I feel like I decided to come to Michigan, first of all, for the coaches at CMU. I think that the gymnastics tour was so important to me, but I also wanted to experience all four seasons, which is something that I feel like not a lot of people want to do. But since in Costa Rica, we just have like the dry season and rainy season, I really wanted to experience winter and fall and spring and summer. After my first winter, I was like, you know what? I experienced it. I think I'm good.
Overrated.
Yeah, but it started to get a little better. And the best part is when spring comes around. So I feel like every year I'm like, I know I can make it through winter. I can make it through everything else.
You know what I'd like to experience is just one season of warm all the time. I mean, is it warm outside of dry, rainy? Like, it's just warm there all the time.
It's warm, yes. The coast is really, really hot all the time, really humid, but where I live, which is in the city, like in the middle of the country, it's just nice, the best weather in the world.
And the views that you see, whether it's a rainforest or the volcanoes or the coast, I mean, like, how would you describe to people that have never been to Costa Rica, like, just its beauty?
Yes, I think it's definitely the best part is that you get to do all of those things in the span of like an hour drive. For where I live at least, which is in the middle of the country, an hour and a half away is the volcano, and then 2 hours away is the beach, and then another hour and a half to the other direction is the rainforest and waterfalls. So it's just really great to have all of those things in just a few hour drive.
Here, you get cultured with potholes and snow. It's great.
Yeah, I love it. The contrast is great.
Tell me more about like emailing the coaches and specifically talking with Christine and this coaching staff. What was it that you felt comfortable, as you said, with the coaches to want to come here?
Mm-hmm. I didn't really know anything about NCAA before. I remember watching a few gymnastics meet. I think it was like UCLA in Florida, but I didn't really know that there were conferences or that there were divisions. So I remember looking like college gymnastics in the US and the link, it was just like hundreds and hundreds of schools. And I remember I was in Cincinnati because we have a really good coach friend over there. So I was training there, and I was already emailing the coaches here at CMU, and we saw that there was a gymnastics meet in Kentucky, and CMU was already going to be there. So I was able to meet with Christine and Katie, have dinner with them, and they were just very open with what their program was, and I could really see in the competition that the gymnasts were so close with each other. They just wanted to have fun and just enjoy their gymnastics. And I think that the openness into this is what our program is, these are our values, I really loved that they were so open and like direct about what they believed in and that they wanted me to be a part of that as well.
And now that you've been here and you've been able to learn from the coaching staff, you've built the bond with all your gymnast teammates and just gotten to know like how small and niche Mount Pleasant is, but mm-hmm. how much of a family and community is. How much have you grown to love this place?
Oh, so much. I think that coming here and being with a lot of athletes in the dorms, I was rooming with volleyball. I got to learn a lot about other sports as well. We don't really have football in Costa Rica, so it was also very new for me to just learn about softball and football and baseball, because those are sports that we don't really have at home. And just having a different experience with gymnastics as well, because I grew up, again, with my mom as my coach, so I never really knew any other coaching and coaching techniques and or to learn how to be coached by someone that wasn't my family. So that was also really, really important for me to just be able to open myself and learn from other people other than my family.
Let me ask you about that, because not everybody just grows up and is just super open-minded. You have traveled all across the country. You are now living in a completely different country where you obviously grew up with your mom and learning from her, and you've just adapted, watch out microphone, to your surroundings. Like, where did that open-mindedness come from to just be willing to go do different experiences?
I feel like I really wasn't that open-minded before. I remember my sister, she was also a gymnast. She moved to the United States to do gymnastics when she was very little. She lived with a family again in Cincinnati. And I remember that my mom wanted me to do that too, just to become a better gymnast, because we don't really have the proper equipment in Costa Rica for gymnastics. I feel like it's a very expensive sport, and we have like 5 million people total. So we don't really have the means to do great gymnastics in great like gyms like this. And I definitely did not want to. I didn't want to leave my country. I didn't want to leave my family. And after I competed at the Olympics, my mom was like, I think it's time that you just go out there and just learn something other from me. Because I feel like I was really kind of like in a very comfortable space. I was homeschooled as well. And I think that my mom, again, she was the person that kind of pushed me to learn how to do other things, because it was really hard for me at first to just be able to go out there and learn other things. So the open-mindedness came from my mom, and just after she kind of like threw me out of the house with my suitcases, and she was like, you're going, because this is going to be a great experience, and if you have the chance to do it and the opportunity is just really good for you.
She said, Luciana, I love you, but you gotta go.
Yeah, that's pretty much that's what she said, and I'm so glad that she did that, because I really wasn't super sure, but I think that it's been such a great experience, and I'm really lucky that I get to be the person that I am today with the experiences that I've learned, even though it was a little hard at first.
Let's go back to when you said it. I mean, it was kind of jokingly, but like you did, you were just into gymnastics right away. Your mom is right there doing it, and a lot of us grow up doing or taking the habits of what our parents do. So like, what was that space like being able to learn from her and just grow up around gymnastics like you did?
It was honestly really great. One of the best things, I was the youngest child, so I feel like I was a little spoiled, but my two older sisters, they were in gymnastics first, and I feel like my mom was with them a lot more first. So I was able to just be in the gym and have fun and just learn gymnastics, because yes, I had to, because I was there with them, but I didn't really have any pressure about being a elite gymnast or having to compete at a high level. So I was able to just have fun and love gymnastics and learn how to love competing by myself. And that's something that my mom did really, really well. Same with my dad. My dad is also an athlete, and they were both just instilling the discipline and hard work, but in a way that I could also learn for myself.
I imagine now when they watch you compete, I mean, they're so proud of you, but like I know last year, at least I believe at the MAC Gymnastics Championships, they were up here, had a chance to watch, or at least some of your family members. Mm-hmm. How much does that mean to you, just because you are so far away, when they get an opportunity to come up here and watch you compete in person?
Yes, that was so, I love that they were able to come. It was my mom, my grandma, and my grandma's sister. And my grandma, they were just very, very cold. I remember that my grandma was like, I love watching you compete, but we're never coming back here because it's so cold. But it was so great to have them here and to have my mom also learn more about college gymnastics, because again, we don't have that at home, and we are a very elite like club gym. Mm-hmm. And she really loved it, and she wanted also to come here and see what the gymnastics is all about, what the competitions are all about, just so she can also go home and be like, we can work towards more than just elite gymnastics.
All right, so how often do you get a chance to go home?
I go home over the summer and Christmas. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to spend a lot of summers here because I was able to go home. But yeah, it was like once or twice a year in the past 4 years.
Wow. Which is also, I mean, that's something, again, a lot of us maybe take that for granted, just the access to be able to go home. Mm-hmm. So here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, there are foods or items that you don't have access to like you do in Costa Rica. So is there something specific? Is there a restaurant you miss going to? Is there a food you miss going? Like, what do you miss most about not being at home all the time?
Yeah, the food is definitely a big part. I feel like homemade food is just so different in Costa Rica, and that is something that I really miss. And also the aspect that everyone is so close together. Again, it's a very small country, so my entire family lives within like 5 minutes apart. So we used to always go to my grandma's house to have dinner, or we used to have lunch together as a family. So I think that those two things connected, just being able to have a meal with my family, that's probably what I miss the most.
The motto in Costa Rica is Pura Vida. Mm-hmm. So if you were explaining what that means and how people treat each other in Costa Rica, what would you say it is?
I feel like that motto, you can really say it. It's kind of like saying hello. My mom is a person that uses that all the time. So like whenever you go and like you meet a person, you're just going to say pura vida, because it's like, this is what we do here. We don't really...
Did we catch how much better you say it than I say it, by the way? I mean, it just rolls off your tongue.
Yeah, and it just means like kind of like a way of living, which is just like peaceful. Everyone knows each other. Such a small community, but we all know each other. We all have fun with each other. And it just means like peace, kind of. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, like things are, I saw some stuff I read online of like, you guys just kind of roll with stuff. Life happens and you're going to roll with it and keep going.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of that, you know, you're a decorated gymnast here at Central Michigan, obviously helping win a couple of championships, most specifically last year here in Mount Pleasant. But I believe you have a tattoo of some rings. You competed in the Olympics.
Yep.
The first ever gymnast from Costa Rica to compete in the Olympics. When you hear that, when you think about that, like, what comes to mind?
Honestly, I feel like it's the craziest thing. Sometimes I'm like, did I even go? Like, did that even happen? I think that it's the dream that every gymnast, when they step foot in the gym, like they know that they want to go to the Olympics. And it's such a long journey, and being able to get there was just like a dream come true. I was there, I was next to all of these great gymnasts that have been to multiple Olympics, and it was just like another day for them. And it was so crazy that I was also there with them, and just like having to be, it's really cool that I can be like in this little secret club. Like, I'm an Olympian now, so I'm like part of that.
You have medals now.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, what do you do with them? Where are those?
My medals?
Yeah.
I actually have no idea. Every time that I go home, I have no idea where my medals are. My mom keeps them for me.
So we've narrowed it down to they are at home
they
somewhere.
They are at home somewhere. My sister also was talking to me about this the other day. She was like, where do you think our like trophies are, like our medals? And my mom has like this little drawer, and I found some of them there. I have two from the Pan American Championships. I was balance beam champion, and then I was also third in the all around. But those we do keep very, very close, and we keep them there. My medals from CMU, I have them in my room.
Okay.
So those I don't take home because they're going to get lost. So I just have them here with me.
See, you've learned so much in life, but number one is keep the trophies and medals close, because otherwise, where are they going to go?
Yeah.
Your experiences here at Central Michigan have certainly helped. Obviously, you went to the Olympics and then you came up here. Like, how do you feel just about being able to kind of live that double life of getting like the international experience to represent your country, but also now represent your school up here?
Honestly, I really loved it because gymnastics is such a individual sport outside of college, and you're kind of just out there by yourself, especially coming from Costa Rica. Again, we're a small country, so we don't really compete a lot as a team. So coming here to school and learning that I'm not only competing out there for Lucy, I'm also just competing for CMU, that was definitely a big change that I had to adjust. And like, I think it added a little bit more pressure, I think, my first couple of years, because it's not only if I make a mistake, it's not a mistake that I made just individually, but it's also going to affect my team. But then it also created like a greater love for this sport, because I'm not only doing gymnastics for myself, I'm doing it for my team. So it was really good to have both experiences. And I probably will choose this one over the other one because the other one is just a very lonely journey. But having a team of girls that are my age that I get to do gymnastics with every day, that I get to practice with every day, that is just so great. And I love the team aspect of the sport.
Let's talk about that with last year, because this is what I love about your guys' sport, is that the MAC championships rotates to the different sites mm-hmm. every year at the schools. And last year, you get to host it in McGurk Arena in Mount Pleasant. You win MAC Gymnast of the Year, and team-wise, you guys win the MAC championship. Like, that moment, I have to believe, sticks out in your Chippewa career so far.
100%. I think it was one of the greatest moments this past 4 years. It was so great that we could host last year and that we could be part of that, because it only happens every 7 years, because we, like you said, we just rotate. So it was so good to just be home and be able to not only sleep in our own beds and then come compete, but also just be in our locker room and be able to celebrate in our own locker room, be able to celebrate with our families. It was really important also that my family was here and that we got to just take the trophy home, and it was just so good.
I like to ask Coach McDonald about this, because you guys have your, every sport has their weird quirks. You guys have a blow up alien, or you did last year. What's going on there?
The alien is still here. Unfortunately, Fernando had a little hole, so we had to replace him.
It's got a name, Fernando.
Fernando, yes, we had to replace him, but it's in our team bag and it's going to come out very, very soon. We have two, but yeah, we have a lot of things. Every year we kind of come with like little phrases and little things that we like to do. So last year we had the torch and we passed it around. We have the stick glasses. But I think that those are just fun things that take a little bit of the pressure of gymnastics as a sport, and just we do gymnastics because it's fun, and then it just helps us have so much fun in the gym and also in the competition floor.
And like, you remember competing, you remember the championships and being with your teammates, but like that little stuff, the fun that you guys have, like that's the memories you're going to hold on to forever.
100%. I saw a picture of us when after we won, and it was us in a group, and Fernando was just floating around with the t-shirt and the chains, and it was just the greatest thing. It was so funny.
That's the greatest thing. What's not the greatest thing is apparently I'm getting roped into, what are you going to make me do here? Some exercises, some flipping? Like, what do we got on the docket?
We can try some flipping. We can try some dance. Whatever you want to do.
Okay. Well, bear with us. You're going to teach me how to do some of this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to try and do gymnastics here. Okay, here we go. We're going to try this out. What are we doing first?
We're going to try a front tuck.
A front tuck.
Yes.
Okay, how do I do that?
Okay, so we're going to start on the pit over here just so it's a little safer. But the first thing that you're going to do is arms always have to be up.
Okay.
And then your knees are going to be a little bit apart.
Okay.
And then you're going to try to land on your back first. So we're kind of going to flip, land on your back.
We're going to do a flip.
Yes. It's a front flip.
There's foam here, though, so, like, I'm not going to die.
No,
I'm going to be fine.
It's going to be good, especially because you're going to land on your back. You can also, when you're going to tuck, you can use your knees.
Okay.
Your hands can be on your knees. So you're just going to and then land on your back.
You just make that look so simple. All right, so you guided me through this. So you said legs apart, hands up like this.
Yes.
All right, can you do it one more time for me?
Yes. It's going to be kind of like a little bit of a jump.
Little jump, and you're tucking your head in your chest.
You're tucking your head in, and then you're going to land on your back.
Okay.
When you're tucking, you can touch your knees with your hands.
That is great. All right, now how do you think mine's going to look here?
I think it's going to look great.
I love her optimism. This is outstanding. All right, so we're coming here. We're tucking our head. And you, like, bounded down there.
Yes, a little bit. If you want to try first, you can do kind of a front roll. So you can just go like this and then jump.
This is amazing. I just got to do it. I just got to try it. All right.
You got this.
We're ready?
Yes.
All right.
Wow, that was really good.
Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, very dizzy from that.
That was really good.
Oh. All right, so like out of 10, is that like a 5? Like what?
That was a solid 4.
Oh, not even a 5. That's a 4. Okay.
That was a solid 4. Only because you were kind of like
sideways
a little bit.
How do you get out of here? It's like a ball pit here. All right. All right, so what can I improve on? What needs to be better?
Okay, so we're going to try to have you go up a little bit more.
And faster? Like you flip faster?
Yeah.
Way faster.
Just a little bit, but we're gonna try to do from the running, so you can.
We're gonna
like,
run.
Yes, yeah, so you can go up a little bit more.
Okay.
We're not gonna flip this time.
We're just gonna run and jump.
Yes.
Oh, I can do that. That's easy.
You're gonna practice the punch first, so you can go up a little bit more.
Okay.
Remember that your arms have to be up all the time.
My arms weren't up.
No.
Form was bad. I would not do well here.
It was not that bad. It was not that bad. So you're just gonna run and then punch and land.
Just fall in there.
Yeah.
Okay, now, and you're just jumping straight up here.
Yes.
This is ridiculous. Okay, hands up the whole time.
Yes.
Okay, and you just jump right at the edge.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
That was really good. Now, for the run, I don't think, you don't have to run with your arms up.
You said hands up the whole time.
Just arms up when you're gonna punch over here.
The little things that you watch as like a fan, you guys are like very detail oriented. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do all of those things right, like
it doesn't work out.
It doesn't look good.
No.
And every time you guys go up there, it looks flawless.
Thank you. We try our best.
Okay, so let's see this one more time.
Yes.
Okay, and there were the knee tuck, and I did not do the knee tuck at all.
But you can.
This time I'm gonna try it.
Yes.
My gosh, this is a lot. Okay. So we're gonna run, we're gonna jump, we're gonna head down, knees up, and we're gonna do
this. Arms up.
Arms
up. Just so you go up. You got this.
Sure. Okay, here we go. This like takes a lot of like courage to like work up and do this. All right, let's do it.
Okay, that was really good.
All right.
That was really good.
I think that's about the best it's gonna get.
The arms weren't up, but it was really good.
Arms definitely were not. Such a critique, Judge Ray. I love it.
It was really good. That was great. Good job. You know what?
I'm like really proud of just being able to like flip.
That was really good, and you got a lot of height.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know if anything.
How did that feel?
Honestly, like it is, like I'm a little like dizzy right now, and you guys are like just doing that all the time, mm-hmm. like warming up and. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one.
This is the beam.
That's what, 4 inches wide?
Yeah. I think it's like an iPhone, a little bit more.
Those aren't encouraging words to hear.
Yeah. Okay. So you're gonna get up here.
Yes.
Jump, like, do this and get up, or you can try over there, but that was gonna be a lot easier.
Yep.
Feet are gonna be like this all the time because they don't fit if they're together.
And then you want me to try like an aerial series, right?
Yeah. That's exactly what we need to try. But after that, arms are gonna be on the side, just so if you wobble, you kind of can.
When I wobble.
You can balance yourself a little better.
Uh-huh.
And then you're just gonna walk.
Okay.
And when you get here, you can either jump over there, but let's just jump over here.
You don't want me to do like a flip tuck dismount or anything like that?
Probably not today.
Not today.
If you keep practicing,
maybe in the future.
Yes.
Christine's giving me a thumbs up over here. Can you show her? She's just encouraging over here. Double thumbs up. All right, so I'm just gonna go up here and this is crazy. You just stand on this.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And we're just doing this.
That is really good.
This is good.
Yeah.
Now how do I get down?
You can either jump over there. It's gonna be a little soft, but not too soft, so be ready. Okay.
Stuck it.
That's really good. Good job.
Okay. All right, so that's, but like, so in your beam routine,
mm-hmm.
give us like some of the moves that we would be seeing like if we watched you do it, if they come to McGurk and watch you.
Okay, so you're gonna have to need an acro series, which is the first thing that I do.
Yep.
And then you're gonna have to do a leap, which is some jumps, and they have to be 180.
And your leaps, both your feet are leaving the beam when
yes,
you do that.
Yes, they both leave the beam and then they come back together. You need to do a full turn, which is just on one leg. My favorite thing in the world, that's the full turn. And then you also need another acro.
Okay.
preferably you don't put your hands at all on the beam.
Because your beam routine starts at a 10 score, correct?
Yes, a 10, yes, a 10, I'll start. And then I do a side aerial, so that's the one that I do, which is on the side. I don't put my hands on the beam at all. And then you just need a dismount with a stick. And that's a beam routine.
That's it, though.
That's a beam
After
routine
that,
for you.
You're good.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It really is amazing, like what you guys are doing, and especially with all the eyeballs that are on watching you. And I mean, there's a lot of distractions in that environment, and for you guys to lock in and focus like that, it's incredible.
It takes a long time. Yeah, that's why we start when we're very little.
Two, when your mom is just like, go.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've done some sort of tuck floor.
Yes.
We've done beam, but like, your guys' energy and like emotion really comes out in the floor routine. So are we gonna do something
yes,
more here?
Yes, we're gonna do my part of my routine, my dance. So the CM Hussein is fire up.
Of course.
Right? So we always fire up on our routines.
You can't be fired up unless you're wearing gold pants and a maroon shirt. Like, we came ready to go today.
Yeah, we did. And since we can't really talk in our routines and we can't really yell fire up, we have to do it with our hands in our choreography.
Uh-huh.
So we just do fire.
Fire.
And then up.
Up.
And then I also like to add it as part of my routine. So I usually do it in a corner, but we can just do it right here. You're gonna grab your shirt, because my sister choreographed my routine and she said that I needed to pull my Leo because that's gonna be cool.
That's the cool thing to do,
yeah,
is to grab
the
Leo?
Yeah, that's the cool thing to do, to grab the Leo and just pretend like I'm like dancing. So then I'm just going to go back, step back, and then fire up.
What?
Grab your shirt.
Grab my Leo.
Let's pretend that's a Leo.
Okay, and we're going what? Like this?
That was really good. That's really good. Yes. So you're going back.
You're like up on your toes though. I'm just like flat footed. I feel like
Okay. We can do.
She's like,
right.
I wasn't even going to tell you about that bar. That's too much.
You're right. So tippy toes, and then we're going to start with our right leg.
Right leg.
You're going to bring your knee up and then down. With the shoulder also.
Oh, with the shoulder too. I can't even say balance. Again, this is hilarious, but like, this is like, you guys have your three passes that you do. This is considered like.
This is our dance.
The easier dance part where, and this is the hard part.
It is just for fun.
Clearly.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, so leg up and then back. And
wait,
then the other one.
How high are we going with the knee? Is this coming like way up here?
That's perfect.
Okay.
That is good.
I feel like this is anything but perfect, but Luciana's being a good sport here. All right.
Knee up and then down, and then the other one, and then
fire up. Oh, yeah. You did the little like plant.
The hip, yes.
The hip thrust,
that was really
absolutely.
Good.
All right.
That was great.
That's it.
You can join us for a routine next time. You can stand with us on the team when we all are doing
honestly,
the fire
like
up.
That is one of the coolest parts though. Like you guys really, you talked about it being like a family, like team-oriented thing. I mean, watching the surrounding gymnasts like be there to just do the routine with you out on the floor, like that's got to feel like comforting for you when you're out there.
Yes, it's honestly the best part. I love when we, especially at home, because we finish on floor and then everyone can just do everyone's routines, and we practice that very hard too.
Because you guys know your own routine, but you know everybody's routine.
Yes.
All right, so like out of 10, how did I do today?
Honestly,
and don't sugarcoat it either. Go hard on me.
I know we started at a 4, but I think that honestly the beam was a solid 8.
Really?
That was really good. That was really good. Only like your chin was like this.
Chest has got to be up, right?
Yeah, chest has got to be up. So that's why you lost 2 points there. But overall, I'm going to give you a 7 out of 10 today.
I will take a C. That is passing, and this is why I like to talk about these sports and not do them. Thank you so much.
Well, that was, honestly, that was pretty fun. I appreciate you taking me through everything.
Yeah, you did a great job.
How would you, like, if you do have someone young that wants to get into gymnastics and you are kind of starting them out with the basics, so put yourself in Christine's shoes here. Like, what are you teaching them when they first come into the gymnastics room to hope to get better at this and just learn how to do everything?
I think definitely just getting familiar with the events and the equipment. When you first come into gymnastics, you're definitely going to start walking on the beam and then start doing like some front rolls on the floor just to try to get yourself used to flipping around and like the movement that gymnastics has. Also, like for example, on the vault runway, you're gonna try to like run and then feel the bounce of the trampolines. Everything like that, just try to get used to the equipment, try to get used to the gymnastics skills little by little.
I love it.
sounds like you're ready to go through maybe the coaching aspect, if that is that something that you're considering, like, because your mom taught you, mm-hmm. and now you're competing, that maybe coaching is in your future?
Honestly, I really have no idea. I do coach at home sometimes in the summer if my mom needs a little bit of help. So I really like the first, I don't know how to say it in English, first time that they come in, the beginners.
Yeah.
Yes. So I love coaching the beginners.
Zero help there. I'm sorry.
I love coaching the beginners because I really like to see the progress. Mm-hmm. So that's something that if I have the chance to, I would love to.
All right, this is my part that I've been waiting to ask you about. We had an all-staff meeting where I got to interview you and a couple others, and I know you are a huge Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
And we didn't really get to expound upon that because we were tight for time. Mm-hmm. So, like, take me through all of this. When did you become such a giant T-Swift fan?
Yeah, I remember one time that we were at practice, actually, and one of my friends, she was like, oh my gosh, I love this song. It's called Blank Space. Like, we should listen to it. So my mom put it on the radio. And I was like, oh, this is a great song. I've heard it before. So then that night, I was like 12. So I just went to YouTube and I watched like all of her videos. And I remember that we were coming to the United States for a gymnastics meet. And we went to Target, which is the best thing to do when you don't live in the United States. You can just go to Target. And they had like all of her CDs and all of her albums. So I just bought them all. And I would just listen to them in the car on the way to practice. My mom was done with Taylor Swift for that whole year. That was all that we listened to in the car.
You wore her out from her.
100%. But it was just, I don't know why, I just really liked her music, and it was also really helpful for me to learn English through the lyrics.
Yeah.
Because lyrics are really hard for me to understand, so I had to like go and like look the lyrics up and like write them down, and that was honestly a very good practice for me also.
Favorite T-Swift song, or if you can't limit it to one, favorite couple of songs that come to mind right now, because I'm sure this is ever-changing for
yes,
you.
Yes, that is the hardest question that a person can ask me. I never know what to
Christine say. Christine says, hey, are you ready to go do this beam routine? No problem. Can you give me top three Taylor Swift songs? What?
Yeah, 100%. Like, that's the hardest thing. Right now, the first one that I always say is the 10-minute version of All Too Well.
Okay.
And then we're going to go of the last album, since it's the newest thing. I really like Wishlist.
Fate of Ophelia, we talked about.
Yes,
you like
yes.
that one too, right?
I love Fate of Ophelia. I think it's a great single.
Just
I love
a
that.
Great vibe.
Yes, it's a great
song.
Vibe. I love Opalite also, and The Eldest Daughter. I'm going to stop there because I can just keep going, but...
Okay, I think my favorite one is, I mean, I just remember 22, and
yes.
Off the Red album, I
yes.
think. Love that song.
Yes, that is her best album, and if my teammate Abby is watching, that is her best album.
Oh, so this is like a feud on what
her best album is. Yeah, my teammate Abby also loves her, and we just talk about that all the time.
Are you the two biggest Swifties on the team?
I would say so, yeah. I feel
that's
like a lot
of us... That's like a badge of honor too, isn't
yes,
it? Like
100%.
Being the biggest fan of her?
100%. A lot of us really like her too.
And, okay, so I got to ask, like, she just had this big tour. Were you able to, or have you been able to see her in person before?
I did go to the Eras tour. Again, my biggest accomplishment, I'm going to say, in my life. And that's also another great thing. I remember that when I came to the United States, I was like, if Taylor Swift goes on tour, I'm going to be able to go see her because I'm going to be here. I went my freshman year, I think. I went with my teammate Hannah, mm-hmm. and we went to the Detroit show.
Okay, so MAC Gymnast of the Year, she's won multiple routines at the MAC Championships. She went to the Olympics. You guys have won team championships, but number one on your list, getting to see Taylor Swift
live.
The
Eras Tour, yeah.
The Eras Tour specifically. That is amazing. Well, hey, this has been super fun, and I just wanted to wrap up with a couple more questions for you. Just this team right now, I believe you guys are 6-1 to start. You just got mm-hmm. back from Georgia. How are things going so far as you're getting ready to head into MAC competition mm-hmm. here coming up this weekend?
Yes, I feel like the first part of our season, we were competing a lot out of conference, but now we're just getting ready to start with the MAC again. We already went against Western. We got against Eastern this Sunday. And I think that this season has honestly been super, super fun. We've done so much work in the gym, and we've worked so hard in the gym that when we get to meet day, it's just another day, and we just get to have fun and enjoy gymnastics. I think that we just worked a lot on our team energy and to be able to celebrate each routine and celebrate each other a lot, and I think that that's just been the best thing that we could ever do, and it's just been the most fun season that I've had probably.
That's right. You guys did have Western come in, I think Eastern, then Kent State, and you really get into conference play after
yep.
that. how much are you soaking in this opportunity, this final chance to just, you know, make those memories, compete with your friends, your mm-hmm. teammates, your classmates, and just hope to obviously all have a successful season here?
Yeah, it's so bittersweet because this is my last season. I feel like when you're a freshman, you feel like 4 years is so long and 4 years are so like so far away, but it just went by so fast, and I think that I just want to enjoy each meet, and regardless of the outcome, I just want to have fun with my teammates and just enjoy gymnastics, because it's not a sport that you can consistently do after college, because it's just a lot of impact and just a sport that doesn't have a lot of life, honestly. So I'm just so happy that I get to enjoy this sport, that I get to be healthy and just be with my teammates.
I love it. Thank you so much for doing this. This is you have such a unique story, and obviously just gymnastics in general is not one of the sports that just everybody watches all the time. So to see more of the inner workings of just everything that you guys put into it to make it look as good as it is throughout the entire season with all of that pressure, like, I can't even imagine everything that you guys have to go through mentally just to make sure you are, you know, at your best all season long.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work. I feel like that's why we start at the beginning of the summer, to just work for the competitions, to put ourselves in that mindset. I think we do a very good job, and our coaches do a very good job at preparing us for that, so that when we get to season, it's just not a surprise that we have to compete and we have to perform these routines and like give these scores. I think that we do a very good job at just staying consistent throughout the summer, and we're just a very hardworking team, and we just want it so bad that I think our passion for the sport is gonna get us there.
100%. A lot of championships here at Central Michigan when it comes to Central Michigan gymnastics. Is there a way to say fire up chips in Spanish? Like,
ooh, that's a good question.
I feel like that's the perfect way to wrap it. If you, I don't know how to say it, you do obviously, if there is a way.
Yeah, it would be fuego arriba. And then we just add chips, because that's not really, I don't think that has a translation. So we just say fuego arriba chips.
Fuego arriba chips. You got the, oh.
We have to do the fire up.
Yeah, exactly. thank you so much for doing this. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.